Well, it has been an interesting week in the news. And a school in Lancashire hit the headlines this week, or its head teacher certainly did. I think it's Mrs. Christina Wilkinson. And do you know why she hit the headlines this week? It was in the Guardian newspaper, in the Mail, on various other newspapers. The Swindon Advertiser, I gather, it was in as well. I don't know why the Swindon Advertiser, but it was there, Grace. She did. She tweeted about creation, or her view on evolution, if you like, and what she thought about that. She was responding to a head teacher in London who had done some special assembly and thought about evolution and how, for the origins of life, we just deal with the science, he reckoned there. And this is what she said on her tweet. Got that right, haven't I? Tweet. There we go. Evolution, she said, is not a fact. That's why it's called a theory, exclamation mark. There's more evidence that the Bible is true. So you can only get 144 characters, can't you, on a tweet. So anyway, there we are. And she used one of them up on the exclamation mark there as well. So that is what she put there out on her blog, whatever thing there she has on her Twitter account. And the result was dramatic. She had had, within 24 hours, over 700 responses, many of them not very happy with what she had said. And so the Guardian headline sort of bears out this rather, because it said, head teacher mocked on Twitter for claiming evolution is not a fact. Well, their article was okay enough there. They didn't go blasting in themselves there. But what was interesting, just talking about this yesterday over lunch, The Guardian, in response to its article here by Harriet Sherwood, their religion correspondent, when I finally looked last night before going to bed, they had then closed the comment section after this article that the newspaper carried, and there were, I'll get this right, 11,486 comments in 2 days. 11,486 comments, and I dare say had they left it open, we'd still be rising, but they closed the comments section for that. And, well, I mentioned yesterday over lunch that I'd had a look at a few of these comments. I looked at a few more there. Here are some of them, and I don't think these are unrepresentative. I haven't looked at all 11,486 there. If any of you have, tell me if I've got this bit right. But anyway, some of the comments that were coming in, these people are dangerous, that's people like us, and presumably people like Christina Wilkinson. These people are dangerous and should not be allowed near children. Sorry. Others said, get Ofsted, call them quick, ensure religious viewpoints are not allowed to kind of seep into, bleed into education provision. That's what somebody said there. Rid the world of this nonsense, somebody else said. Again, shouldn't be allowed to teach kids. Absurd idea. Indoctrination. That was a word that came through a lot. Indoctrination. That children, you're just being told you must believe this, you must believe this, you must believe this. And you're not allowed to think. You're not allowed to reflect or consider and compare that with that or look at evidence. We're just indoctrination. That's apparently what's happening. Well, I looked at the website of this particular school, and sounds quite good by me, this school there, and doing all the things I'm sure that you, if you're at primary school like James, or when you're at primary school, the kinds of things that you were doing there. Apparently the work they've got to do, as Ofsted have done there, the writing slipped a bit, so they're having to do a bit of work on that up there in the hills of Lancashire. So there we are. What an interesting incident that was. And I think rightly we should pray for that head teacher. Should be feeling very sensitive, I'm sure, to the reaction from fellow staff members, governors in the school, parents in the school, fellow heads in the district, not to mention the Church of England school, the views of the diocese there, as it is called. That's the word to have, isn't there? Just we're talking about church and church government. Well, we haven't got any of these sorts of things, but C of E schools would do. The Diocese of Blackburn, town up there in Lancashire, which is where this particular Church of England outfit, if you like, is based. They put out a statement. I must say, the statement, if it if I was a manager of a football club and the chairman had put out a statement like that, I would not be feeling amazingly secure in my position. But anyway, that's as much as they were prepared to say there by way of backing her. Lots of lessons. We can only look at a few of them this morning there. Consider, first of all, the world that we are presently in and the opposition that we face. And they are quick to assert themselves, quick to speak, full of opinion, full of argument, plenty to say, which is why, quite a few Christians actually had put up there on the Guardian site, but a lot of it wasn't. That's why 11,486 comments were made in 48 hours, whatever it would have been. Lots of opinion and lots to say. And I know some of you meet such people at school. There are children like that. Don't think they've been indoctrinated. They're free thinkers. You've got to make that distinction, apparently. So there they are. They have their voices heard there in different places. And plenty of comment, plenty of opinion. Don't be put off by it. Looking at the comments, at least some of those that I was able to look at last night, it was pretty evident that a lot of them didn't really understand the position about evolution and the types of evolution. And they were weighing in there with evolution as a fact, by which they meant that, like certain moths, because they get eaten by birds, if they have got a bit more brown on them than white on them, lo and behold, through time you find the ones that are less likely to get eaten as the more common kind, and that's called evolution. Well, we would say, okay, that's microevolution, but that gets us nowhere near proving that life came from, chemicals, and that having got underway, we then managed to develop all the sophistication we have here through just chance adaptations and little tweaks here and little tweaks there. And lo and behold, through billions of years, you end up with man. We don't believe that. And we don't believe that when quite a few of these people are talking about these sorts of minor changes, that that is equaling what they need in order to explain the origin of life from chemicals and these sort of adaptations there. Somebody was saying, for instance, that, we know about evolution there. We can hybridize different kinds of grasses. There you go. Well, I think though they may work and work and work at it, they will still be producing grass, and the grass will not have moved on into a daffodil or a rose bush, A couple of weeks later, there it is. I'll be a bit facetious with that, but you know what I mean. It's still grass. And the moths are still moths. The moths haven't suddenly sat down at computers and started working things out there or that kind of thing. They're still moths. And I tell you, tomorrow they'll still be moths. There may be slightly whiter ones and browner ones in 20 years' time. I don't know. But they're still moths. And those minor changes, surprised that people were saying that this proves evolution. Proves nothing of the sort. There aren't the facts available to actually come to assert what they want to assert. Look at what they're saying. Don't be fooled by the bravura and the noise and the insults. The insults. You really wouldn't like to read some of that stuff there, and one had to quickly move on. The insults that they were using. Oh, this silly woman, this. All kinds of ways in which they want to insult. I think what is interesting, and having read Psalm 13 this morning, just the end of Psalm 12, and then moving into Psalm 13. It says, the wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. That when that which is vile, that which removes God from his position, which begins to put in other things, when it's exalted, it gives encouragement to the wicked. It enables them to feel secure and comfortable. And so they mouth out a bit more, and they're more insulting, and they're more arrogant, and they're more self-assured, and even self-righteous. That's because vileness, sadly, in our day, is exalted among the sons of men. The Psalm 13 began, didn't it? How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? And there's a sense in which I think a lot of these people, they know deep down there's a God, but they've got away with it. And they say some very strong things against Christian faith. I was looking at, so many of them reach straight away for the Bible and want to sort of argue here or argue against this there. Their dislike and distaste there comes through in that. But you see, God has, I think, given them enough rope to hang themselves with. They think, I've not been judged. Nothing's happened. I'm happy. I'm confident. I'm enjoying my life. I can speak just as I will. Nothing is going to happen. Well, the psalmist reflected there that God at times does seem to delay and allow things to run forward and allows his enemies seemingly to have an absolute field day. But the reckoning will come. And their confidence, and I'm afraid all their comments, I'm sure, will be there stored in a far more secure place than on the hard drive of our computers, waiting to be read to them on a very big day, a very great day, God's judgment day. So don't panic. Look carefully at what they're saying, because it doesn't amount to much. Look at it in the light of the Bible. It's the confidence of the wicked. It's their moment in many ways in our society. But the day of reckoning will come, and we can already see a lot of what they say is stupid anyway. But it's going to look extremely foolish when God exposes it to their faces. Stay with the course, and if you will, here's a word for today. Courage. Have courage. Have some courage. Be bold. Don't be cowed. Don't be fearful. Have courage. Because God will be with you if you stand for him. He'll be with this head teacher there. She may have had a bit of a tricky weekend and she'll be waiting for Monday morning there with interest. But if she's courageous too, God will, I'm sure, bless and honour her for her stand there. So, an interesting week. But let's move on and sing our second hymn now, one there is, above all others, which is 155, 155.